look, you know, I'm a bit sad.
Why are you sad?
Because Kerry Smith is a rough diamond. You know, he's a council house boy from the East End of London. You know, left school early, and talks and speaks in a way that a lot of people from that background do. We can pretend if we like.
So, if you're from the council, well,
hang on a second.
You say pufta, do you?
No. If you and your mates are going out for a Chinese, what do you say you're going for?
I honestly would not use the word chinky. Would you?
A lot of people would.
Would you?
No, but a lot of people would.
So you've never used that word?
I don't think I've ever used that word. But the point is this.
Why did you raise that?
The point is this. I feel a bit sorry for Kerry Smith because he's a genuine fella. I think even the pufta comment, you know, the next sentence he was saying how good another candidate was and the fact he was gay would be an asset to the party. I think he's had a tough time. However, he's not suitable to be a parliamentary candidate. Mm. All right? I think we're very snobbish in London about condemning people, perhaps for the colloquial language they use, particularly if it's not meant with really unpleasant intent.
But you said council house. He's a rough diamond from a council house background. Just to explore that a bit further. So that is where people use... I've got to say it one time, so apologies, listeners, but that is where people say chinky and pufta.
Well, Kerry himself said that he had used language that Del Boy used to use on Only Fools and Horses, and nobody objected then. Kerry Smith is not fit to be a parliamentary candidate. I don't think that in the comments he used, he meant malice. That's the only point I'm